Mini episode 495 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Unheard Scene, your home for great music interviews of all stripes. Follow them on the web at unheardscene.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 495 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris on solo duty this week for an abbreviated version of our NFL Week 13 preview thanks to the Thanksgiving holiday, although I do have Kyle Ross's picks as well. Last week I went 6-8-1, 1-2 on my Big 3, and 0-1 on my 1,000-star Lock of the Millennium, bringing me to an even 87-87-2 on the year for all of my picks, 18-18 on my Big 3, and 4-8 on my locks. If you went with me through the first 5 weeks, then jumped off when I proclaimed my blistering start to be my high watermark and started going the other way, that record is 104-83-2. Kyle had a magnificent week, one of his best, going 4-1 to bring his season record up to 32-24. This week, we start with three Thanksgiving games. First, with Detroit hosting Chicago and laying 7, up from an initial 5.5. The Bears have won 2 in a row against bad teams, while the Lions have lost 2 in a row against very good teams, but I think those distinctions may be blurring Chicago making a late charge and Detroit falling to earth a little bit. I'll take the Bears and the points. Next up is Dallas laying 3 to Philadelphia in a battle for NFC East supremacy. The Cowboys have had the best rushing attack in the league this year, supplanting the Eagles in that regard, so they have an edge there, although Philadelphia has rallied in recent weeks. I don't have much faith in Tony Romo this time of year, but I have even less in Mark Sanchez on the road, so give me the Cowboys. The league's best rivalry caps off the Thanksgiving tripleheader as the Seahawks make their first trip to the new 49er Park in Santa Clara, where the home team is laying all of a point. This pick is going to be pretty gutless on my part. It's hard for either of these teams to win on the road against the others, so I'll take San Fran. Kyle agrees, and this is the first of his recommended plays. He notes that home teams have won 5 in a row in this rivalry. He's also down on Seattle for not looking even better than they did against Arizona. On Sunday, we start with Indy hosting Washington and laying 9.5, up from 8. I doubted the Colts and their ability to cover last week, but they've been pretty reliable in being able to stick it to the bad teams, and the Redskins certainly are bad. Give me the Colts to win one going away. Houston is hosting Tennessee and laying 7, up from 6.5 at the open. The Titans are circling the ball with some of the league's worst quarterback play, which would make it even easier to take the Texans had Ryan Mallett not gone down. But even Kyle's beloved Ryan Fitzhipster should be enough to get her done in a must-win, bounce-back game for Houston, and I'll ride with them. Buffalo is hosting Cleveland, laying 1.5 up from an initial pick'em. The Bills aren't great at running the ball, but are pretty stout at stopping it. Right now, the Browns are the exact opposite. On a field that should be in abominable shape after Western New York's weather tyranny, I'll take the team better able to move the chains, and that would be the underdog Browns. Baltimore is laying 4.5 at home in another game, like the Browns-Bills tilt, that has a chance to be a playoff eliminator. Kyle sometimes speaks of teams as being at a high watermark in terms of public perception, and the Ravens may be there after getting past New Orleans on Monday night. The Chargers, bouncing back with a healthy Ryan Matthews, may win outright, but even if they don't, I like them to cover, as does Kyle in the second of his recommended plays. San Diego has lost 6 in a row against the spread, making them overdue to bounce back according to his logic, plus he sees Baltimore in a let-down spot. The New York Giants, a truly awful team right now, are actually laying 2.5 on the road, up from 1.5 at the outset, against Jacksonville, an even worse squad. The Giant defense reminds me of Cleveland's potential to get strafed, which led to the Jags' only win to this point. It's tempting to see Jacksonville as one team that the Giants can beat right now. But I actually see the Giants as one of the only ones ripe for Jacksonville to pluck, and that's my selection. In a game that could be the Battle of Los Angeles if it was happening next year, the Rams are hosting the Raiders and laying 7, up from 6.5 at the open. Oakland is primed for a letdown after what may be their only win of the year, albeit they're on a few days more rest from a Thursday tilt, and St. Louis is one of the better 4-7 teams we've seen in the league in a long time. Notwithstanding their black hole at quarterback, I'd take them over any of the stiffs in the NFC South. The Rams will cover this one, potentially going away. Minnesota is spotting Carolina 3, up from 2 initially. These are two bad teams, but the Vikings have shown a few more green shoots, so to speak, this year. The bye week won't do nearly enough to heal Cam Newton and the Panther offense, so the pick here is the Vikings. In the likeliest Super Bowl matchup we could get right now, a preview is coming in the form of the Pats visiting Lambeau Field. The Packers are laying 3, down from 4 at the open. New England is the hottest team on the planet right now, but in this league, the odds are against them riding the rest of the way undefeated, and this is their likeliest loss. I'll be on Green Bay laying the points. Denver has a real battle for the AFC West on their hands all of a sudden, and they'll be trying to separate from Kansas City when they visit Sunday night and lay 1.5. Lately, they've been a little complacent about being able to just flip the switch. They were unsuccessful against St. Louis and barely successful against Miami. I don't think they'll be waiting for that to kick in against the tough divisional rival. I'll take the Broncos here, as does Kyle, in the third of his recommended plays. Road favorite Ricky has some company, but his logic is sound. For all intents and purposes, the better team merely has to win. On Monday night, Miami is laying 4.5 at the Meadowlands as they visit the Jets. While it's always dangerous to look at a game that seems too simple, New York is in complete disarray, and the Dolphins need this one too much to sleepwalk through it. I'll be taking Miami. For lack of a better means of distinguishing the strongest picks this week, I'll be going with my 3 Why Ask Why selections for my big three, and they're all in the NFC South. Arizona is on the road at Atlanta, laying 2.5, up from a pick'em at the start. The Cardinals were exposed last week at Seattle, but should still be getting more respect from the public as a 9-2 team. The Falcons are perceived as being at rock bottom right now after their heartbreaker against the Browns, but picking against them seems too obvious. Gimme Atlanta, and Kyle says likewise, for the fourth of his recommended plays, indicating that Drew Stanton will be the team's ultimate downfall in his opinion. Another rare road favorite this week is Cincinnati, laying 4 at Tampa Bay. I actually think that the Bengals are worse than their record and the Bucs are better than theirs, but this line is kind of stinky because I wouldn't expect the public to concur with my sense that this line is actually pretty good. In such situations, when I expect the line to be way off, I generally go the other way for my instinct, and as such, I'll be on the Buccaneers, as will Kyle. Yes, he agrees with 2 of my big 3, and I agree with all 5 of his selections. As history indicates, that's probably bad news for him. He agrees with me that the team's records are very misleading, that Tampa should have won last week, and that Cincy should unravel down the stretch. In our last game to cover, Pittsburgh is hosting New Orleans and laying just a field goal. This is another Why Ask Why game, and my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 13, as the Saints are way worse outdoors than they are at home, and lately they've been garbage even in the Superdome. Coming off a bye week, how are the Steelers only laying a field goal? Clearly the wise guys know something I don't, so I'm going with the Saints. Thanks for joining us for our compressed NFL Week 13 preview, and we'll be back with a full-scale NFL Week 14 show next week right here in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Timeout Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.